With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hour number three here on Sean and RJ on 105 Through the Fan. Sean Sharif is out today. He'll be back tomorrow. You got Bobby Belt here, RJ Choppy, Peyton Russell, as well as Ryan Couture back there working the video. The Cowboys offseason, busy offseason for them so far. Are they done yet? Are there other things to come? Let's talk about it now with Michael Gelkin. He is the Cowboys reporter for the Dallas Morning News, one of the Cowboys reporters, along with we got Calvin Watkins, David Moore over there. But Michael Gelkin with the Dallas Morning News. You can follow him on Twitter at GelkinNFL. Michael, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Good morning. How y'all doing?
Wonderful. When I let in there, I talked about how it was a busy offseason for them. I'm kind of wondering if you go with me the same way on this question. I don't know that the Cowboys are being any more active than they normally are or spending any different than they normally are. I think just with the acquisition of Cooks and Gilmore, they found better perceived value for their normal spending habits than they would. Like, I think if we had said they were going to trade a fifth and a sixth for a receiver coming into the offseason, that wouldn't have sounded out of the ordinary to anybody. But the fact that it's Brandon Cooks, it goes, oh, okay, that's really great value. So do you think this is an instance where Dallas is spending the way they always spend? It's just this time around in Gilmore and Cooks, they found really good value for what's normally in their budget.
I think I would largely agree with that. If you look at the contracts in terms of both those players, Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore, their APYs are probably a little higher in terms of like their average amount per year of their salaries and overall contracts. It's probably a little higher per year than I think the Cowboys typically do in free agency.
Yep.
That said, as you use the word value, and I think that's the one consistency, is that the Cowboys look for value around this time of year. And if there was a guy like Brandon Cooks who really excited them in free agency, they're acquiring him via signing and not via trade. Likewise, with Stephon Gilmore, if he was a free agent, you know, if someone like that was a free agent, they would go and get him. But it was more just the trade market. They identified it as the avenue they needed to take in order to improve their roster. And now we're in this, you know, I don't know if you call it the second stage. I think it's probably more of a third wave of free agency, third and fourth wave, where you're seeing a lot of one-year minimum salary benefit type contracts. That's where the Cowboys are. The rest of the NFL is downshifted, but this is where the speed at which the Cowboys are most comfortable is signing this level of player and free agency. And those are moves that I anticipate we'll continue to see them make.
So in terms of how much more active they may be the rest of the way, outside of it being 1 year deals, like, do they still have a lot of holes to fill, you think, or do they feel pretty confident in their roster right now and just kind of get into the draft?
As you know, like, they want, by the time draft comes around, to feel like they've done enough everywhere so that they can go in any which direction once the draft is there. And it's a bit of a misnomer, because even if you sign guys at different spots, you're still going to have areas that you need help. And you need that young talent with long-term, you know, 4 to 5 year contract in the first round that really helps solidify a position in your view. But overall, they want to do enough where they can feel pretty good at draft time. And I just don't think you can say that right now about their interior defensive line. I don't think you can say that about their run defense. And, you know, the Cowboys, into last season, they knew that, they really liked where they stood from a pass rush standpoint, and they knew that teams were going to try to avoid situations in which they were playing to the Cowboys' strength, which was, you know, obvious pass in situations. And in order to Cowboys create more passing situations, you know, there's a couple ways to do it, but the easiest way is to stop the run, is to have early down success and to create third and longs. And right now, well, first, the Cowboys didn't do a good enough job of that last year, hence the addition of Jonathan Hankins around the trade deadline. But now, you know, Hankins is still a free agent. Carlos Watkins is a free agent. Cowboys haven't signed an interior defensive lineman. It screams an addition there to come. And I wouldn't be surprised if it is Hankins. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Carlos Watkins. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Cowboys invest there in the draft. But they got to do something to augment that position, because that's a big part of completing this defense now that you've added Gilmore.
Michael Gelkin from the Dallas Morning News joining us. Michael, when you look at the acquisition of Cooks within the context of, you've already got CeeDee Lamb here, obviously. You've got Michael Gallup. You've got Jalen Tolbert. Those were guys that they invested in. Tolbert with the draft capital being a top 100 pick. Gallup in terms of the new contract. They still go out there and they acquire Cooks, obviously, because of the struggles those two had. What do you think the confidence level is for the Cowboys? Is there any uneasiness, you think, for them about the prospects of Michael Gallup and or Jalen Tolbert being able to bounce back this year?
I sense a lot of confidence from him. Gallup is someone that you hear most vocally. That's not to say anything about Jalen Tolbert, but they just really believe that the health situation will be a lot stronger year two off of ACL relative to year one. You know, keep in mind that this is a player who had February surgery last year. He did a lot of prehab before the procedure, underwent it, and then obviously missed the entire spring, missed training camp, and then missed the start of the season, and then needed arthroscopic surgery to his other knee and his other leg, ankle. And it was just very clear that he was never really right, physically or for that matter, mentally. And so he's got an opportunity to have a much more traditional offseason, one in which he can focus on making gains rather than simply getting back to the field. So I do think the Cowboys are optimistic about what Michael Gallup will give them, and they have a better sense of what that looks like, because obviously he's a veteran player who's had success in this league before. Whereas Jalen Tolbert, yes, the Cowboys expect him to be better, and they have continuity in terms of the wide receiver room, the coaching staff there, Robert Prince coming back for his second season. But, you know, I still think there's a bit of a wild card effect there, where you never really know for certain what type of leap a player is going to make between his first and his second NFL season. You hope that he makes it, and by all indications, Jalen Tolbert is working to make it. But where exactly he is in his development is still an unanswered question for the Cowboys. And obviously, they start their spring workout program on April 17th, which is about 10 days there before the draft, and coaches aren't allowed on the field with him until after the draft. So how much they'll really know by the time it's there on the clock for the first time, it's pretty limited. So we'll see how his development goes, but I think it's more confidence right now in Gallup.
Cowboys insider Michael Gelkin join us here 105 through the Fan. Do we still expect a Dak extension to get done this offseason?
It's really hard to say. I think it's something the Cowboys have expressed that they want to get done. It's something that Dak Prescott is open to listening to. So I certainly would not rule it out. But I mean, we've seen these two sides talk contract before, and so it's very difficult to have much confidence in any expectation as to which direction it'll go. But it's pretty clear that Dak Prescott wants to be here. And you would think that there would be a lot of positivity to those talks and getting something done if both sides are as genuine as they seem about getting it done.
Now, Michael, the plan at left tackle is something that really fascinates me, because it was something where I think Tyler Smith played better at left tackle than left guard last year. We obviously saw a great year from Terrence Steele. Tyron Smith had some struggles at the end of last year, and there's always the question about his availability with his health. They reworked his deal, Tyron Smith. They're bringing him back with these escalators in there based on playing time. Is it the case, you think, at this point where Tyron Smith's job here is as insurance, and that he's here as essentially what Jason Peters was last year, and that Tyler Smith is your left tackle, Terrence Steele's your right tackle? Or do you think Tyron's in line to be the left tackle, and Tyler Smith will likely slot into left guard?
For me, I would say none of the above. In my experience, when I see a player sign a restructured contract that features a reduction in base pay, which is what Tyron Smith did with the contract he restructured, and that restructures involves playing time incentives, to me, that's not a guy who expects to or has been made to expect to be a reserve, to be a swing tackle. To me, it means he's the plan is to start him, because you don't sell that contract to a player with those incentives any other way. So Tyron Smith, the role won't be as a role player. To me, that's something that the Cowboys effectively declared with the way that they restructured that contract. I would be surprised if Tyler Smith is playing anywhere but left tackle week one. I believe, we know he is this franchise's left tackle of the future. There's value in that future being now. So when I look at it, I see Tyler Smith at left tackle, Tyron Smith at right tackle, and then Terrence Steele, who is the right tackle of the future. We'll see where that looks. Right now he's coming off of ACL, and there's some fluidity, even if the Cowboys believe he's rehabbing from an ACL better than any big man they've ever has rehabbed from an ACL before. He's that far ahead of things and has looked really good in his work with Duke Manyweather, and his offseason prep has been very, very strong. But I think he just kind of allowed that situation to work itself out. There is a bit of a need at left guard, and so it was just, we're going to see over the course of the spring and into the summer what the Cowboys do. But I would expect when it's May and the Cowboys are on the field outside, at Sports Center at the Star, I think we're going to see in the first team reps, it'll be Tyler Smith at left tackle, Tyron Smith at right tackle, and you move forward from there.
So if that's the case, what does, because obviously Terrence Steele is a restricted free agent, they put the tender on him, but there was hope or still hope, I guess, that they can get a longer term deal done with him. What kind of a deal could that potentially look like if they're not even willing to have him at right tackle potentially starting?
Yeah, this is just my theory. This is just
sure. Yeah, that's just speculative.
Yeah, but look, Terrence Steele is a right tackle of the future. If you were to put Tyron Smith there, if we're just going to walk down this hypothetical, none of that changes. I think if you were to get a contract done with him, you sign him to a 6-year, $15 million per year deal, it's to be the right tackle of the future. And Terrence Steele, I think, was such a team player. I mean, if you were to go down the road and have a conversation, again, we're just having a hypothetical way early. But that was just the way that I would see it with Tyron Smith's contract being the baseline and knowing how the Cowboys view Tyler as a first-team left tackle. And you don't need to make any tough decisions or have any tough conversations with Terrence through the spring probably because of the ACL. But you're going to pay Terrence Steele as a right tackle because that's who he is for you and for your organization. And then in the short term, you can maybe ask one player to do something that, he's not since Tyron Smith, to me, because of that contract, is going to be, playing this season when healthy. And that's who he is when he's healthy. I mean, it's very difficult to have Tyron Smith, who's a healthy, just about as good as anybody in this league at tackle. It's very hard to ask someone at that level to do anything but take the field for you when he's healthy. But that means because of that contract with the incentives and the playing time, that be it Tyler Smith or Terrence Steele, you're asking one of your other two tackles to play a position that is contrary to where they are in terms of the future of that tackle position. So one of those isn't playing tackle. And presuming you're both of those guys are going to be on the field, makes a whole lot of sense to me. That's just the way that I would see it because that's where the spring starts with Tyler Smith at left tackle.
How different do you expect the offense to look with McCarthy calling the plays?
I think it will look – that's a great question. I think a lot of the changes or a lot of the differences will be pretty subtle to an untrained football eye. I'm going to put myself into that category as much as I like to know as much as I do about the game and the offense and different run concepts and all those sorts of things. I think the changes are going to be pretty subtle. I think if they were making this change after 2020, it would seem a little more radical because of how much Mike McCarthy wants to run the football. But this is something that McCarthy was getting at when he sat down with reporters at the combine. He was praising how Kellen Moore has, over the course of his development as a play caller in the NFL, gained a sense of how to be balanced as an offense and how to run the football more often. And with that increased frequency, you help out your defense. You do different elements of it that Mike McCarthy really believes in. And Kellen Moore really, followed McCarthy's guidance more increasingly if you look at the rush attempts per year. And that's something that McCarthy will continue on. So I think the run attempts could look pretty similar to what they looked like in 2022 as a credit to what McCarthy feels was Moore's development. But in terms of some of the run plays, what they look like in terms of concepts and, some of the progressions and what that looks like for Dak Prescott to make this offense a little more what they would consider to be quarterback friendly, I think those are all conversations that the Cowboys have had. There's been a lot of work that Mike McCarthy and his coaching staff have put in terms of meetings, taking a really hard look at things that they do well, things that don't do well, and making changes appropriately. And those changes might not be, again, super blatant to those outside the building or to those who, maybe know football but have a lesser understanding of where this offense started in terms of last year. But those changes are going to be there. And the whole goal is for this these subtle yet significant changes to be felt in the Cowboys' overall efficiency and Dak Prescott's efficiency. So those are sort of the alterations that have been made. But again, might not be obvious, but they are major in Mike McCarthy and the coaching staff's view.
Michael Galkin covers the Cowboys for the Dallas Morning News. Does a wonderful job on the beat. You can follow him on Twitter at Galkin NFL. Michael, appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning. Take care.
Michael Galkin, one of the very best for me. It's him, Todd Archer. Those are the guys I aspire to be like. Those are great guys right there. Coming up next, ESPN released its top 100 players in baseball last week. We are going to discuss the absolute disrespect for Jacob DeGrom. And where do other Rangers check in on the list? That's next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.